5:22.
Countdown to sequester, less than 2 days to go. Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward is criticizing President Obama's handling of the automatic budget cuts that would go into effect on Friday. He calls the president's decision to hold back on military deployments, quote, madness. His comments continue a running dispute between Woodward and the Democratic White House over who's responsible for the across-the-board cuts.
Joining us now, James Homan, national political reporter for Politico. And James, a lot of people do still look to Woodward for insight into how Washington works, or in this case, many would say does not work. So what are the dynamics at play in this current feud, it seems?
Sean and John, good to be with you. Indeed, Bob Woodward has a great deal of credibility. He has a place alone in the hierarchy of American journalism, and he has come out swinging forcefully, starting with that op-ed over the weekend in the Washington Post, saying that sequestration was Obama's idea, and then being increasingly critical and increasingly vocal, not just in the Post, but going on TV. And in some ways, he's become a conservative folk hero of sorts in recent days. A lot of people over the years have criticized him, obviously because of his history, criticizing and bringing down Richard Nixon during Watergate. And today, he was on Morning Joe criticizing Obama for not deploying an aircraft carrier, saying that's something he could never imagine Bill Clinton or George W. Bush or anyone else doing.
Now, Bob Woodward has written extensively. He's written books about the Obama White House. Is there some bad blood here?
Woodward has written two books about the White House. The White House was not particularly happy with the last one. They felt like it didn't really portray Obama in a positive way. Woodward's reporting all checked out, and has nothing has been wrong in his reporting, but they were frustrated by the portrayal. So there definitely is some tension in that relationship. And Woodward, of course, is happy to have that tension. He always says, you know, you're not doing it right if everyone's not unhappy with you.
Well, now we're having the sequester look more and more possible as the sides are supposed to meet after the sequester deadline. So what are they trying to accomplish by doing that?
We're still in this blame game period. I think that people would like to avoid serious long-term damage, and there's a belief that you could reach some kind of agreement in the continuing resolution that will pass next month. But the meeting on sequester day is really about both sides trying to show the American people that they don't want these cuts to go into effect.